Mark, can you talk a little bit where the Topo II assay fits in here? I thought it was so fascinating. I hadn't heard this before, the issue of the fact that you hardly ever or don't see Topo II in HER2 negative tumors.
Yeah, Mike Press at USC had the opportunity to look at this because his lab, along with Guido Sartor and Basel Switzerland, were the two reference labs for the BCIRG. And a few years ago, they had two trials running simultaneously, one for HER2 negative patients, which was TAC versus AC followed by docetaxel. And for the HER2 positive patients, they had the BCRG006 trial. Since for the BCRG006 trial, it required HER2 FISH positive patients, Mike had the opportunity to basically have a global study of doing HER2 FISH on all comers to discriminate which of those two trials the BCRG patients would go into. And because he had access to FISH technology and he had probes not only for HER2 but also probes for TOPO2, he has now looked at TOPO2 in all these patients, or nearly all of them. And from what I understand, what he's found is that you just don't see isolated amplification of TOPO2 in the absence of HER2 amplification, whereas in HER2 amplified patients, TOPO2 is co-amplified in about 35% of those cases. And that may be what's driving this HER2 anthracycline response signal. HER2 may just be a marker, and it's not really cause and effect, and rather it's the TOPO2 amplified that actually are benefiting from anthracyclines in all those studies.
And what do we know about TOPO2 in response to anthracyclines mechanistically? Does it sort of make sense?
Yes, TOPO2 is a known target for the anthracycline class of drugs. It's pivotal in their mechanism of action, and there's a lot of data associating TOPO2 status with anthracycline response. There's neoadjuvant trials showing a higher response rate in TOPO2 amplified cases. That study was done using chromogenic in situ hybridization instead of fluorescence, but it's still a hybridization technique to look at TOPO2 gene copy number. So I think there's very compelling evidence linking TOPO2 and response to anthracyclines.
So I guess the only thing I've heard people say, I've heard you say this and Dennis Slayman say this, is that the only indication right now for an anthracycline would be a patient with a HER2 positive tumor that doesn't have access to trastuzumab, because theoretically the trastuzumab will do the same thing.
Yeah, the striking results from the BCRG006 trial is that for the patients that were not randomized to trastuzumab, they did pretty well as long as they were on an anthracycline-based regimen, suggesting that trastuzumab may be dispensable so long as they use an anthracycline. And Mike Press found a similar observation in our pivotal trial of trastuzumab in the metastatic setting, because some of those patients back in the day actually received AC with or without trastuzumab. And in those patients that were HER2 amplified that were randomized to AC alone, their response and time to progression were actually fairly comparable to the paclitaxel trastuzumab experimental arm.